Okay, well, let's get it. There you go. Coffee,
Ooh,
coffee, coffee. There we
a
go.
coffee.
Hey.
We're having
Welcome, guys, to another episode of the Influencers Connection Corner. I am so excited because it's what? Saturday. Yay! And we're bringing all the energy, the enthusiasm, and the innovation. Innovation. You're like, what, Raquel?
innovation. Wait, of all the people, really, do you really want me to be singing? Like, do we want people to wake up? Or, like, you know what my singing voice is, Raquel? Remember those alarms back in the 80s? Rah, 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 rah. That's my singing equivalent.
For someone who has a guitar in her background, I don't know if I believe you, madame.
Ba 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 ba. There's guitarists, and then there's singers, and then there's singer guitarists. There's a very big delineation differentiation. I am
Okay.
of the none of those option. I am a strummer.
A strummer. Okay. Well, you may have a point there. You may have a point. So, I
I
mean,
don't even qualify for rhythm guitar, peoples. Just strum off rhythm. Lucky if you hit a note or a chord.
oh, Lord
Okay,
Jesus.
girl, let's focus, focus. Bring it
I
back.
know.
Bring it back.
I know. We're like, we just love chatting and chatting. I just feel like we haven't caught up. I mean, the last time we were on screen, it was Kentucky Derby, the Derby with the
Girl.
hat and everything. It was so much fun, guys. We had so much fun over there. But today, I am super excited because we're gearing up for a fantastic summer of events, projects, and just networking galore, from what I can tell. You know, Houston is just doing the most when it comes to just innovation, technology, tech. I gotta say that again, tech for Sia. When it comes to that and that world, and just all the different individuals who are coming up with all these innovative ideas. And so we're so honored to have a pair, a duo of those folks who are leading the charge in innovation and technology. And how do we bring them together to create
A
magic?
beautiful mutual. I think that will titillate everyone as we go into the intro here is think about this, guys. Here's a question we'll pose to you for the next 4 seconds that you can ponder or gnaw on this. Is what does connection, what does communication, what does being able to be effective, in business with people who aren't even in the room with you? So we're talking about virtual connections, right? We're talking about where is the future, maybe leveraging virtual emojis or avatars, et cetera. Like, where are we going with all that stuff? And do we want to personally, do we want to make it, as submersive, immersive and submersive, not submersive, no, wait, immersive,
Immersive and
submarine,
submersive, girl.
immersive, subversive. Ah, not subversive. No, we don't want to talk about that. But that being said, is everyone next 4 or 5 seconds, ponder with us. Where is the world in state of virtual communication for you? How are you leveraging it? And then we'll talk to the experts who are making the next gen virtual experience truly an experience.
Yes,
Are we ready,
ma'am.
mama?
All right, let's roll that intro. Let's get it started.
Let's do it.
Welcome to the Influencers Connection Corner.
And
And
dance,
dance
hey,
and dance.
hey. This is all about dancing. That's when you know that probably Dave and JR are in the backstage thinking, what did we get ourselves into?
Well, I thought I saw a wiggle back there. I'm just gonna say,
Oh,
little
okay.
wiggle there.
Well, I'm definitely not going to keep them waiting in their seat. But before we head to the amazing Dave and Jay, I want to go ahead and give a shout out to one of the entities that really is responsible for me meeting these amazing folks. So, if you don't mind bringing the graphic up, it's TechFest Live, guys. So, shout out to Mr. Khalil Vinson and all the wonderful work that he's doing here in the Houston community for our youth. We have an amazing event happening on June 26th of this year. So, like next month, guys, it is basically on STEM, hands-on STEM, exhibits, activities, anything for middle school and high schoolers. So, we are definitely letting educators, parents, and students, and everyone in the school districts to come out on June 26th. So, you can scan the code, and I'm also going to put more information on it after the show. But it is a wonderful opportunity. Why? Because, you get tech, you get sports, you get experiences. That is, at the end of the day, one of our biggest goals to, to have kids to be able to nurture the future, honestly, because they are the future. They are creating the future now. So I am just super excited, just talking about it all the time. So what do you get as part of, you know, the event of actually being there at Shell Energy Stadium? This is where the Dynamo plays. So shout out to the Houston Dynamo for being an amazing, sponsor. Like, what can I tell you? They have been so amazing with receiving.
Supportive. I mean, I think when you have brands aligned with the community, girl, it just raises the level. And, you know, shout out to Dynamo because, again, we talk about STEM and we talk about how, you know, there's the futures and technology. You know, these stadiums are probably one of the most innovative adapters to make sure that the in-person experience is just as amazing as those that are going to watch it from, again, virtual remote.
Yes, absolutely. And the beautiful thing is it doesn't only grants access to the actual event, but it also grants you a ticket to go watch the game, the Dynamo against St. Louis on 2 days later. So that's on Saturday. So guys, this is an opportunity. If you don't have any plans whatsoever for that day, I would urge parents, educators, please spread the word, share it. This is an amazing event. And it's based on STEM, but there are going to be about 50 exhibitors there ranging from everything that you can think of, immersive experience, you know, VR, everything. So I'm super excited and I can't stop talking about it.
I know you are. Look, let me just, I'm going to get that hook, pull you off. And you know, everyone, let's give them a big round of applause. Please join. And you know what, by the way, if you want to donate to them as well or sponsor for future events, you guys, Tech Fest Live, Khalil and team is like working so hard for the next generation. So everyone, round of applause. Yeah. Okay, on that note of applause.
I'm one of the sponsors of Tech Fest Live, the event of STEM Go Pro Day is our guest. So go ahead and bring it on because they've been waiting on where we're talking so much. So please, the Influencers Connection Corner audience, welcome the amazing duo, Mr. J and Dave.
Okay.
Look at them. They're just sitting there. Fancy, fancy, fancy. Oh, there were. Oh, I saw a wiggle. There we go.
I told you I saw you. I saw a little boogie action going on, girl. I wasn't lying.
So this is the fun crew. Not only are they amazing magicians when it comes to immersive technology, but they are fun. So welcome to the stage. How are you guys?
Did I put you on mute? No, I did not. Are you guys on mute? Uh-oh.
So we have to...
I do have to allow the other space in?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Do not know that. Okay. Sorry, kids.
They get to see the side by side. But yes, welcome, guys. Now you guys can talk.
Yes. Okay. Oh, right.
Can you hear us now?
Yes, we can. Sorry about that, guys. I did not realize it was connected.
That's okay. Well, now that at least they have context to our dancing. Like, what's going on with these folks?
Oh my gosh, no. Like I said, you guys are just amazing. The amazing crew, you know, being there and just seeing everything. But anyways, before we get into all of that, tell us a little bit about yourselves and then how we got into this entire space. I just think that's one of the exciting parts of the route, the path that y'all took in order to create this one-of-a-kind.
Sure.
But go ahead, Jay.
It's always a good story behind everything that, you know, comes together. And so the funny thing is what you see here was it was never meant to be an immersive venue. It actually started with Construction Real Estate Services, Authenticus. And so we were walking house plans and virtually seeing pretty much anything that's construction or real estate related. So that's kind of what started this 4 years ago. And it's still going to this day. In fact, we've actually now gone international, have 6 locations. So that in itself is a very beneficial service for anyone that's getting ready to build anything that's construction, real estate related. But as you mentioned earlier, you know, the fun, you know, there's always some, you know, you got your job and then you got your fun hobby that kind of can be a job, but then turns into so much more. And so that's what you're seeing here is Luxtrium. Which Lux is light. We're Latin based here. So Lux is light, atrium, large open space, projecting light. So that's kind of where Luxtrium kind of comes from. And we started this about a year and a half ago. And it it literally started with a Halloween event, and then has blossomed into so much more. In fact, we even had our actually let me take one step back. It actually started with our kids that wanted to do the masked singer here. So we brought our all of our kids and their friends here, and we had an immersive mass senior event on stage with, you know, these 8 to 12 year olds going through that. So it really started there, and but then we moved into a Halloween event, and then so on and so on. So we've continued. It's now gone into full production studio. The things that we're kind of touching upon now is, you know, what does the immersive experience do to the human psyche, and how it impacts people? We're really big into nonprofits and helping people with fundraisers here. And we've kind of done a little bit of everything with a fashion show, which I think, Raquel, you were here.
Yeah.
A little bit of that. And so anyways, I'll keep talking. And so I talk too much, and Dave is supposed to knee me. That was our cue. It was like,
no, he doesn't. So you were on a roll, right? Okay. He's on a roll. So the parts that he forgot it to mention is that Jay's the visionary for this. So I came in about a year and some change ago as a contractor to help the business kind of get to a next level with the marketing, and I just fell in love with the business and with Jay. I have a bromance with Jay. The way he thinks, the vision for where this is going. I kind of folded up what I was doing and put all in here. It's not work if you enjoy what you're doing, right? So we've teamed up, and just every new project is something new and innovative, and just following his tech lead and his acumen in the immersive space and projection mapping is allowed my creative mind to expand. So I came out from corporate, both Fortune 500 companies and startups, and experiential marketing was always an aspect of my marketing plan. So engagement, getting with targets, getting them to do incredible things and have incredible experiences. And once I experienced this, we went to one of the parties, and you'll see some of the examples that we have. It was just like, yeah, this is it. I found my home. I found my people.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know what? That is what we do here too. We find our people, and by way of really just gravitate, because we know you are, both of you are heart center folks. And this is one of the things that I admire, sitting down with both of you and talking about visions, talking about missions, and seeing the future and how we can give back in a way that it's innovative. You know, I'm going to keep saying that word because it is true. It is, for me, has been to learn what your trajectory has been. It's the intersection of possibilities, honestly, and the future. So I'm like so in love. So you mean to tell me, gentlemen, that the arc that is back there is not real? Like, it's not real?
No, it is not. In fact,
oh my God,
we're standing in a big blank room of nothing. I kind of rephrase that. Those chairs are real,
right?
But aside from the objects on the ground, everything on the floor around the chairs, the floor is actually a gray concrete floor, to be honest, and the walls are just plain simple walls.
What? This thing that I've highlighted here, that we've highlighted, is doesn't exist. This is just, you are tricking us, young men.
Yes, unfortunately, we try not to, but I mean, unfortunately, we say we bring your vision to life. Right. I mean, so whatever you envision, we will bring it through immersive technology with smells, different foods we even work with. But the projections, the sounds, they all kind of come together for the events. And what's one of our big first events that we had, we called it the experience. We literally took people into 4 different type of events all in the same night. It was a show, you know, like. I always kind of equate this to some of the ladies that have the weddings that change their dress several times throughout their wedding night. They might have their wedding and then they have their dance dress and then they have their after dress. My point is, like, this can be similar where you can change out your clothes or change out the whole vibe and theme of your event to where it's completely different, but you're still in the same event. And that's kind of what really sparked this innovative idea of, well, hey, I mean, again, you could still have the same theme the whole night, but you have the flexibility of changing. And each time you change it, draws out different emotions and feelings. So again, there's a lot of thought that goes into this. There's a lot of storytelling and preparation that can go into some of these events, especially the nonprofits, because if we touch on that specific aspect, I always equate this experience to kind of being at a movie theater on steroids.
Yes.
Now, if you go to a movie, you're going to be drawn more likely into the movie at the movie theater than sitting on your couch because you're kind of a little bit more immersed with sound. It's still just a single screen, but it's bigger. So take that screen, but then immerse yourselves around the sides and the floor. You can add in the smells. You can really pull people into the storyline and really hit those people like they've never been hit before. Take them to South Sudan and let them feel what it's like to be there as one of the villagers and what they're going through. Or we're working with Elijah Risen right now to share their story on sex trafficking and what happens to those women and sharing that experience, that first person vision through this experience here, so that their donors can fully understand what is really happening instead of just your traditional gala where you're just up on stage, maybe some PowerPoints, maybe you have a singer or whatever. You're obviously trying to raise money for a cause. That's your traditional gala experience. It's been done for decades. So that, or I should say this, has kind of taken that mold and broke it. And so you can still have those elements here. You can still do the fine dining and you can still have your silent auctions and you can still share, you know, the story, but in a different way. And we're now even, and I might be jumping the gun here on conversation topics, but we are now even using the, even some of the newest technology out there with mixed reality and the Apple Vision Pro glasses and the capabilities of literally pulling people into the experience even more than anything that's ever been done. So we have the capability to integrate augmented reality, virtual reality, and now mixed reality into even our events, or take the assets of said event to the home of individual donors that these associations can go to their donors' houses and share in an immersive experience to pull them into that environment. So we've really kind of stumbled on something that now has a fire burning in us of how we can even help all the nonprofits in this kind of new age thinking of bringing technology to the nonprofit world and how it benefits. So
That's the, one of the interesting things that we've discovered in that there are venues and they have some, you know, some interesting venues in Houston, obviously some really beautiful ones for weddings. And they have a couple of tech venues that do exhibits, but what we're able to do, which is different than just the technology, is the team that Jay has assembled with myself and our colleagues, Ron and Tabitha, and the creative team where we really listen. It's not just a hole where you have your event. We listen, we create, we collaborate, we help the client. So we don't just say, hey, try to figure out how to best use the technology. Tell us your story. The story becomes ours and we help retell that in such a way, as Jay said, is that it's so impactful in where the rubber meets the road. You know, some in nonprofits, sometimes we like to talk about all the good stuff, but the check writing goes up because now I really feel what you're doing, not just know what you're doing. Like in the case of the South Sudan, I feel it. I feel its people. I feel its impact. And that's the same way, whether it's a brand activation, a corporate meeting, we've done some destination weddings and some fashion shows. It's really connecting, engaging an audience in ways never thought possible.
I'll let Sia go because I know she wanted to ask questions. Yeah.
No. I you know, I just think it's like so on point right now because we've hit that tipping point in society where it is, we have multiple generations that are keyed in on the experience of a virtual as well as IRL experience. And so what you guys are offering is a hybrid of something where it's still a shiny new toy, right? Being walking into a room and seeing that green screen, but then looking on the screen of actually where we're immersed into, that is so hella fun and cool and unique. And as you had just said, David, about, you know, people need to feel like they relate to something. They need to give a damn, right? Give me an emotion, whether it's love, whether it's, you know, just, you know, content, whatever. Connecting any kind of emotion makes people want to do some kind of behavior, whatever that call to action is. So let me ask you this, with nonprofits, I mean, look, kids, and I'm not going to ask for specific numbers or anything like that, but I mean, your studio looks so advanced. Is there a premium? Like, I know you say nonprofits have worked with you guys, but like, I mean, is this something where I'm going to have to like raise funds to just do my event at your event, or is it something where you guys collaborate? I'd love to learn more about that.
So it's both. So, I mean, obviously it really comes down to the organization's current assets and their team. Cause there's some organizations that have the ability to already tell the story, build the graphic content, and essentially help paint the picture here. And so we do that as well, but we're very customizable. So we work with a lot of different teams saying, you don't have to do it our way. We can give you the blueprint of how to design in this space, and we can give you the guidance on how to tell the story. And so it really doesn't have to just be our way. Now, yes, there is a premium to the space because there's a lot of money invested into the technology. But we still have made it very affordable. And one thing, and I'll just kind of little throw this out there, we are taking this mobile. Now, this is a physical location that will stay here, but we've taken this space and we've quantified it by 4 to take it on the road. And so without going too far down that road, because, you know, we can save this for another show. Yeah. Of what this is going to be, but we're basically taking the immersive experience on the road so that whether it's a nonprofit foundation or a wedding or something else, we can come to the city, we'll be in the city for several months and have this immersive experience and then kind of pack up and go to the next city. So that is in our future, very near future, actually, this fall, actually. So anyways, I'll stop there because there's probably a whole segment to talk.
Don't spill the food, please don't.
The creative mind, you experience it, Raquel, when you come here, your brain just starts rolling. The possibilities are endless. But from a business standpoint, as Jay said, we have purposely tried to make it accessible, right? So this even though it's elite technology and elite production, as you can see, we do want to make it accessible. We want to make this available for people who do that. And we do have services on staff that are extremely experienced, matter of fact, author level experience on fundraising. And so we offer some consulting on them to help them organize how to book with this, how to think about this in its return on investment. Not just in ROI, but as they'll tell you in the nonprofit world, donor engagement, right, is the big key. So how do you do that? Well, okay, this does take a little bit more money, but in the way that we work with you is that a little bit more in, a lot more in in the coffers. So
I will make one comment, and we've had several case studies and testimonies to this. If you look at your typical nonprofit that goes to a hotel to have their gala, right, you could spend anywhere from $30,000 to $150,000, depending on how big, you know, 3, 6, 5, however many people, right? And you're paying a premium for that location. And you look at your ROI, and the ROI is usually a 2-to-1 or 3-to-1, or maybe at best case scenario, 4-to-1, based on what you spent to get what you got back. And that's best case. When you run the numbers here, and we're still having a full plated dinner with this immersive experience, you add in some of the cost, we've seen 20 to 1, 25 to 1, and even and one event was 30 to 1 ROI based on what was the cost here versus what they got back in return. It was insane. We thought it was a fluke until we kept doing it.
Do it in again. Yeah.
Wow. You know what I really like about this, and I didn't want to go down that numbers point, but we do have to point out the fact that, you know, whenever you are doing anything cutting edge, innovative, you know, there's ain't nothing like for free, kids. That's all I'm saying. But at the same time, what I really love about this, about what you guys have launched here, and I'm in Dallas, by the way, so please, if you'd like to do that, do so in Dallas. We would love that.
It is on our roadmap. It is on our roadmap. Yes.
Good, because, I mean, I'll just speak for myself. Like, I used to have podcast studios before the pandemic. And I could tell you at that point in time, it was audio based. So we weren't really interested in doing a big, you know, what you guys have, a set. You know what I mean? What I've noticed in the traditional sense of this type of, you know, videography, filming, production, is that you put up a set and then you rented that set out and everyone freaking looks alike. Every show looks alike. So you don't even know the difference between people's different shows and content other than the body sitting on a same purple chair with the same blue lighting. And I love that you guys have this level of creativity, et cetera. Do you, in your services, offer that kind of service as well on top of not only just doing the production, but like that set, for example, like offering your clients different like images? Do you customize images for them or do they bring it to you? What's been the, at least at what you've seen, the preferred way to work with you guys?
So I'll say that we always get engaged with every client regardless of what essentially ends up being the final outcome. Meaning, like, we have a creative direction of how to basically coach people through this experience. In fact, we even did, I think that's when we first met Khalil, is we did a workshop.
Yeah.
And that workshop, it was a free workshop. We basically wanted to share the stories of what our success has been here. Sure, we wanted to kind of obviously, you know, share ourselves, but the storytelling and how important it is for the fundraising world and sharing that vision is extremely important. And so we gave that workshop to kind of explain all of that. So we are very flexible, but we still have a process. So we still get engaged. We share our knowledge with our clients and we're flexible enough to say, okay, the content creation can be done by you or it can be done by our team. It just depends on the skills on your team versus what is still needed. And there's a lot of different types of content creation. This graphic design can be very time consuming. And if you create maybe even a mini movie or animation, like, we have the teams to do that, but I mean, it can get costly. So sometimes you already have in-house staff that, you know, maybe marketing team that already knows to use. Here's just a quick example. I mean, AI is a quick, easy tool that you could use here. We've used AI to create some of the scenes, not this one particular, because this one was very customized for specific reasons, but some of the scenes that we'll kind of demo a little bit later, like we have a beach scene, that was all AI. And we just kind of put in the parameters of what needs to be done. So we're also forward thinking, knowing that, hey, AI obviously can still be a good tool to help. So there's ways to kind of keep the cost down, but we're still always guiding our clients through the journey. And we provide a full turnkey solution. We have a great staff on hand that provides, you know, whether it's catering or event design. You know, we have one of the best event designs in town with some of her experience and how she brings the events to life with real objects, right? It's not just the projection. It's bringing the real world, the tangible and intangible together.
Super to note. Like, you can see there, it's set up for church. But that's a super important note. It's not just the projections, right? It's the entire immersive experience
For God's sake, you guys had a Lamborghini and a McLaren there 2 weeks ago. And I was sitting front row at this fashion show. And I'm like, what? It's like mind blown. So absolutely. I mean, the entire experience, it's just out of this world. No joke.
I mean, okay, so... There are certain individuals in this world who maybe have the maturity of a pea, I'm just saying. And do you ever see people just having way too much fun in front of that green screen and just running around and like having at it? Like, or
you're looking at two crazy people that do that all the time.
That's on the daily. Our favorite thing is what about this? What if we did this? We're working together on a fashion show that was coming up, you know, and that's what we do. That's what's the great thing about the team is that we have such a mix of levels of acumen from corporate business acumen to creativity, where we understand that we're in the business of telling stories and marketing, which is solving problems. So, okay, we're going to have people come and do this. Or how do we then make a set that does this or use curtains to do this? So it's a constant flow of ideas. And Jay runs such an amazing organization where ideas come from all over our group, right? So we don't work in a hierarchical thing. Like somebody overheard us talking and stick their head into the conference room. Hey, did you think about this? Oh, that's a great idea. We incorporate that in. So that creativity and I think the way we do business, the way Jay has this set up, lets us just do amazing things.
Now, the big question is, are we going to get to see a little bit of what can be done? Just a tiny bit, a sneak peek, sure. Or no?
Yeah.
And then you can continue talking, Dave.
Yes.
Although I guess you will have to walk. But guys, just so to get kind of a perspective, that I don't even know what technology you guys use. And this is very interesting to me. But the floor itself is a screen, like it is projecting. It's not just the floor, right?
It is projecting. Yes. Yeah. So all of our, you know, and again, it comes from our legacy of being part of our Authenticus business, which is walking people through full scale floor plans, right? So taking that knowledge of building full scale floor plans or elevations or 3D modeling, we're able to interject that into this space. So instead of floor plans, you know, we're doing disco floors or looks like hardwood floors in a museum or tile or splashing waves and sand.
Okay. I can just meditate there, girl.
Okay, hold please. Hold please. I suddenly need to go to the bathroom. I'm kidding, no. But do you guys have like an incredible sound system as well? Because could you imagine, like, do you guys like blast like the sound of the waves too? Well,
we do. We have surround sound here as well. As Jay said, we incorporate a great deal of detail and attention to the quality of the screens. Jay was involved early on with the development of the lenses for the lumens, so that we could have a maximum amount of lumens in our projectors. Working with our software that's proprietary, and then we use out of the box software. So it's a combination of things that led us to do this. And then again, our sort of understanding of how to tell a story. And then, you know, Tab's great entrance into table setting. You know, we've had trees in here and cars and
yes.
And Jay has an idea for putting water. I wanted to put sand. We were talking to one client for a Christmas party for putting snow in here and creating an indoor tobogganing. So, you know, our tagline is, if you can imagine it, we can do it, is real. It's not hyperbole. We actually live by that.
Okay. I have a quick question. Okay. I have a question. Cause like Viva Las Vegas, look at you guys moving the camera around. It is fully immersive. All three walls, four walls, right?
Absolutely. Three walls and the floor. So.
Okay. So, it looks really well lit. I'm assuming like, okay, here, Vegas, right? You literally hit the nail on the head for the CIA here. Do you have like, can you do like the casino poker night or not poker night, but casino night, where is it lit up well enough where you could be in a casino simulation?
Absolutely.
With this
setting? So we'll use, in that instance, we'll use some augmented lighting to do that, particularly around the craps table, right? Because you need to see how how that die rolls in around the roulette. But yes, we did actually with this very set that you see behind us was part of a Oprah Winfrey Network show, which I don't think I'm allowed to name it at this point, a reality show, because it hadn't come out yet. But they had actual casino. So they rented a casino group that came in, brought tables, poker tables, keno, roulette, craps, and we lit them up. And yeah, it was a blast.
Oh, wow. God. Like, I mean, but it really, I'm speechless, y'all, because look at this. It's like you're transported from one side of your imagination to the other side of whatever you want to create. And to me, that is one of the most enticing parts of it, because it really is. The possibilities are endless. And I know it sounds very cliche, but it is the truth. And not only that, but actually, you know, you're seeing this, you know, virtually, but in person, to have an event that people, you can, like, the storyline is just so in line and aligned, you would walk away literally just, I mean, I was just like, I was in tears, but then I cried at everything. So, but I was, and for me, it was just like, do you understand like the possibilities for, as you say, nonprofits, right? But corporate events of any type, weddings and in anyways. But what
it really does, right? I mean, so, you know, people don't think about this, but we've actually turned the floor into training. Yeah. And we had the medical team come in looking at their floor plans for an ambulatory unit. And they did the smartest things. They brought the nurses in, because the nurses know where the stuff goes. And they worked with the architect. They go, no, these hoses here, this hook up here. Training, offshore training, you know, instead of doing it in a dangerous place, you can literally set it up here. We've talked about CSI, crime scene. Imagine being able to recreate, you know, crime scene here, and then be able to look at the evidence here without contaminating a scene. So the application process of the immersive visualization is, it's just scratching the surface, and we're at the forefront of it, which is super, super exciting and scary all at the same time.
Dude. I don't know about you, Sia, but you've seen all the different things. And I know this is a space like you know, I think of Meowulf, right? Like, I think of all those Meowulf. There you go. So, but I just think of all those different, you know, experiences that we've had. But this one is just, it has it all in one encompassed. And for me, that is such an important aspect, because it's like, oh, you want to have a one-stop shop sort of thing, but being able to have the creative minds in like right there in actually the venue, and be able to change things as you go, I think that it's more appealing for me as a potential client, as a potential nonprofit. The technology behind it, Dave, I know techie-wise, I'm not a nerd in that, but however, what kind of technology is used in having everything? I know many of them.
Yeah. So, you know, at our base core, you know, what you see is projection mapping, right? So there's lots of other production tools that we use to create the content itself. The projection mapping happens here. We use augmented reality. So that's one of the interesting developments that we have been in with Authenticus. You know, people being able to virtually walk through a house and be able to see it real time in the space it's at. Where we're moving that in, working with the aforementioned sponsor TechFest on developing a virtual walkthrough for an expo that they're hosting, right? And so people can get a preset of who's where and doing what and offering what. So that technology. And then of course our favorite technology, but we don't push it everywhere, is the full immersive goggle set. So Jay and the team, we've been working with Apple Vision Pro 7. So that's the latest in mixed reality. So people think of it as virtual reality, but it's really mixed reality, because it allows you to see things in the reality that you're in, and then be able to interact with it, which is the difference between virtual reality and then mixed reality. So AR, VR, MR is all applied here. Like we said, other technologies like haptics, we're kind of working on that, where there's events where you can feel sensors in the body.
Hey, watch out, your feet might get wet.
The smells. I'm about to go out in the sand here. Look, it's got that there's going.
Well, I was just about to ask, like, the one sense that we haven't touched on, which I imagine you guys could probably do, is smell. Like, I can imagine, especially with the beach in the background, just having someone walk around with freaking sea salt, like whatever. Like, seriously, kids, I'm just saying, I'd be all up into this grill.
Ocean spray. Just kidding.
Coconut, was it coconut flavor?
Suntan lotion.
Suntan lotion, Hawaiian tropic coconut flavor smell.
Yeah. Or pina coladas. I mean, come on, kids. Let's just go straight to the chase here.
Well, it's a Saturday morning family program. I didn't know where we were going to go with that.
Yeah, you know, it's anything can happen, right? Just like anything can happen at Lushroom. Just because I honestly believe there are so many possibilities in ways that people can actually collaborate in any industry. In the sense of immersive technology, so many intersections. What is the most unique event that has been carried out there? You don't have to name names, just kind of, you know, what is the most unique?
Most unique event. That's a good question. Yeah.
And I know you guys are fairly new, but from the ones you've had.
Once we've heard.
I mean, I really still think one of our first events that we put on was really unique because we like I said, we took people into four genres of or I should say four eras, where we took them through the 50s, the 70s, the 90s, and now. And so the first scene we had, you know, we had different you know, models and dancers and singers, and just even the servers, everybody had a part. So in the 50s, we were pumping in smell of a diner. And we had, you saw briefly a little diner here that we had set up. And so we had music of the 50s. We had dancers of the 50s and some models walking around, the 50s clothes. The food that they were serving was food of the 50s. So it was all, everything about the event felt 50s. And then in a matter of a minute, we changed everything. The servers came out with different clothes on, different food, and we were into the 70s. And we were pumping in, you know, smells. What was that? Patchouli?
The patchouli, yeah.
You know, we were pumping in patchouli because that was just a common smell of the 70s. And, you know, and we had kind of like a 70s rock, you know, background. And we had 70s dancers doing some disco dancing and stuff like that. And so we just played, you know, touching all the senses. But everyone got to experience it in the same night. And, you know, same with the 90s and then the 2020s. And so I'd say that's probably been our most impactful event because of how many elements we changed all on the same night. And it wasn't hard. It was just, you just need to kind of plan that. And so it just kind of showed the wide array of capabilities and how when you touch those senses together, how quickly it takes you into that specific era or genre or whatever your theme of that event is. So
it's like Jay said, we work the event, right? So we don't just let it go. I mean, we DJ it, we work with the clients on run of show, right? And so everything that we do, we learn from and we pass that along to our clients so that their events become incredible. I think one of my favorite things, and it's not like I'm calling out because we want to do a bunch of these things, but It's the wedding on the Amalfi Coast. And I want to go to the Amalfi Coast really badly. Jay and the team put together a destination wedding without leaving Houston, right? And so, you know, and it had a day component to it, and then it had a nighttime party component to it. Those kind of transitional things, I think, are, they're just fun and amazing. And
I'm like, you're making my wheels turn hella fast, guys. So if you hear some squeaking going on, sorry. But I'm a huge music person. Like, I love going to concerts. Could you guys stream? Let's say, for example, a band here in Dallas, they've got their own green screen. Could you then project their stream onto your walls? Are you guys there for that? Okay.
Yeah, in fact, we haven't done it yet, but that was an idea that kind of threw out there. Like, we haven't intentionally tried to get into the wedding world.
Right.
Not that we're opposed to it. It's just, you know, that is a whole world in itself. So we have pitched the idea that, hey, if you've got a destination wedding or an elopement happening where you can stream live. And if you had enough pre-planning involved with this, you could put a 360-degree camera on the live immersion so that you could then project. Now, we're 270 degrees. We're not doing a full 360 here, but you could do still at least 270 degrees of what's happening and have all of your wedding party back here, you know, friends, family, and everybody kind of being there and partying back here, but you're obviously eloped somewhere else in the world. So that is very doable.
Dude, I mean, oh my gosh. Like, look, maybe because I'm old, get off my lawn, kids. But this whole destination wedding business, okay? Like, to require 50, 60, 100 people to fly to some random, like, Tonga. Nothing wrong with Tonga, guys, but ain't no one got disposable income all the time. So I love this idea where it's literally like a destination wedding on a budget, respectful for those that just can't simply travel, right? Like, I think that's really cool. I mean, man, so wait. So how did you meet Khalil then? Because I know, Raquel, you met Jay and you met David through Khalil. So how did you guys meet Khalil? Because Khalil seems, and I think he was on here earlier. I don't know if he's still around, but that kid's all over the place.
He is. He is. And he's a great guy. So we really enjoy getting to know him. I think he, at least for me, I can't really speak if it was for Dave as well, but he came to one of our workshops that we, you know, for nonprofit, like, I don't know how many months ago, it was 4 months ago, maybe, a workshop that we had here, kind of sharing our story and the success of what this immersion can do for nonprofits. So he was one of the attendees. And so that's where I first met him. And obviously, the bromance has started from there too. So,
yeah. I got to meet him more in depth. Of course, I met him at that event. But then I was running substitute for Sarah, who's one of our partners as well, to go to the Dynamo. And yeah. So they were doing a scouting partnership with them. And so I got to meet him and talk to him. And then, of course, just matches our energy and level of love for service. And and then it's just bromance from there. And then so, you know, expanding our roles in helping him in Tech Fest and in other endeavors. He's an amazing guy doing amazing stuff in the city.
Yeah, no, and one of the things that I didn't quite mention is, so my first impression of when I saw Khalil really sort of delivering a speech, right, from this view at the top, and I'm just like, what in the heck is going on? It wasn't your typical Zoom. It wasn't your typical Team Meets or Google Meets, whatever it's called. You know, it wasn't. And for me, that in itself was an appeal. I wanted to have that. I wanted to be standing in the middle of a stage delivering my speech or my presentation. And you guys, that's another component, right, that y'all can do for individuals and corporates, because I know this one right here will be doing it. Go ahead, Sia.
I've got Ian McLean listed up there. He's coming in from YouTube. He's based out of the UK, and he's another client of mine where they're actually looking to, we're making a movie, people. We're making a TV show series. So stay tuned for that. But Ian, I just want to give you a shout out, dude. Could you imagine if we premiered the TV in this theater? I mean, how fracking cool is it? And just so everyone is curious, it's the book that he wrote is called TJ's War. It's a World War II spy love anti-war novel. I just can imagine 270 view of this getting played, and being that he owns it and he's the author, I think we could do it, dude. I'm just saying, for the premiere, throwing it out there. Have you guys considered the movie premiere aspect of it?
We have. Oh, yeah. We've talked to a couple different production companies or even movie producers that have talked about it. In fact, that's kind of like even one of our events coming up soon. There's kind of a movie that's being made, and so we're taking part of the movie and adding immersive moments to it. So you could be watching the movie maybe kind of like on the main screen, but then having certain scenes in that particular scene on the front screen being then immersed around you and on the ground, to kind of just pull you a little bit more into the movie, which is, again, you can do a lot of this with VR, but it's hard to do VR in a group,
setting, right?
Yeah. So it's kind of, you know, not having to put headsets on and kind of get that immersive experience, but on a larger scale.
But the theme watch party, which you mentioned, that is one of our big things. So like we have planned for 2026, an immersive infield viewing of the Kentucky Derby, right? So imagine being in here, we're going to have turf, we'll have a little jazz band, we have a bar, and then we'll be able to watch the race from a position right here in the back and feel like you're in the infield at the Kentucky Derby, right? So these theme parties are very big.
Okay, kids, let me tell you, you need to partner up with the professional teams when they're at away games and having like the elite party part. So what's the maximum capacity for this space?
For our specific space, it just depends. If you're sit down, plated dinner, it's 250. If you're doing more of a theater style where you have chairs up, it's closer to 450. If you're doing standing room only, you know, we get up 500-600. I mean, we also have additional space around here. It really depends on the type of event. Now, keep in mind, I'll throw back in our other, you know, endeavor with Lux Sphere. That is going to have, 15 to 2,000 people capacity. So, sorry, 1,500 to 2,000 capacity, not 15,000. But anyways, we're taking this idea. Again, this was never the original intent of this space. It kind of is the prototype. And so now we're kind of doubling down, tripling down on what this is doing. One, taking it mobile. We also have every intention to build a much larger immersion. So it's not just on the walls and floor. We're also going to be doing the ceiling. So you're fully immersed, even from a ceiling perspective. And that's a whole nother level that just really pulls you in.
He won't brag on his design, but the design for that next level building is beautiful. So hopefully we'll be able to share that out with folks at a good time. But the aspect of being able to do these theme parties and being able to view things is absolutely core to what we can do. We had some folks from NASA ask about watching launches from here. Mm-hmm. You know, F1 will be coming soon, and FIFA's coming soon. So all of those, all of those opportunities, there's tons of people kind of coming to us, and so we want to work with folks to have that experience be brought to that next level.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I just want to make sure everyone notices that the waves are coming on the ground. Like, do you guys see the waves? Like, I don't know if anyone's noticed. It's really, but there it is right there. It's happening right now. Like,
We had to pull our feet up so we don't get wet.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Okay. Sorry.
Piña colada. Yeah. We're just missing the piña colada, but just to mention, you all have an on-site bar as well, right? There's a bar area and space for whoever, whether they,
absolutely. We got a built-in bar. We have additional rooms that, you know, we even have what you can't see behind us is there's actually another 2,000 square feet behind that wall of storage or additional space if you had to break up into multiple spaces. Again, this wasn't ever intended to be a venue. We did change it to be more venue-esque. We very much can accommodate, you know, your typical event with all those built-ins.
And we have other areas besides the back. I think you saw that, Raquel, we have that conference room that really turns into a very nice VIP suite.
A red carpet and all, y'all. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm going to be posting all those pictures later today. But yes, it literally, you can do anything with your space. And for conference too, right? I'm thinking corporate conferences. People can have conferences there, talks, speeches. I don't even know. It's just
kids. Sales training,
sales enablement. Customer appreciation.
Well, that's what we did with like Sherwin Williams, for instance. Yeah. Like we had their big color reveal. Like they always do a color reveal of what's the color of the year coming. And so we did their big reveal here, and we did that by, obviously it was a conference, but at the end we splashed everyone with essentially the paint of the year coming. And so that's kind of, you saw a little bit of a preview of that. You can kind of make even your standard conferences more entertaining and engaging with using this space.
My gosh. I know. You want
to? You got to cut me off, people. I'm like you need to hurry up. Come to Dallas now. Like legit. Like, I don't know if you noticed, like Adi Madrano, like that girl is like involved with so many nonprofits and profits for profits. And like, I'm a huge party person here in Dallas. Well, I attend a lot of parties, put it that way. But that being said, I know a lot of people who like to throw a lot of parties. That's all I'm saying. You guys need to come up here. I love the idea. I love the concept. I love the idea. And I'm just going to throw it out there, is you don't have to be like Las Vegas, the circle, big old round dome thing, right? Where it's thousands of people. I think you have a segment here that is extraordinarily compelling, right? Without like literally putting, you know, someone into massive debt. I think there's something here where, you know, there's intimacy. Because once you get too big, you kind of lose a little bit of that intimacy, right? So, I can't hurry up.
Right. That's what I say. I mean,
go ahead. We can do it. We have the technology. We just need the space and a little bit of scratch and we're there.
Okay, investors.
Yeah, I know. Right. I mean, that's not what I'm saying. It's just that all sorts of possibilities that they can work with individuals in any space, any industry. And it just opens up the world. The world is your oyster.
One last question, because I know we're running up on time. You said pop-up a few times. How portable truly is this? Is it something where it's like it's portable in the context of it's worth more your time and investment to be there like a pop-up where it's there for weeks engagement? Or is it something you could literally pop up like a night of in a venue?
So I'll give you a little information right here. So projecting domes aren't necessarily a new concept. They've been around for a couple decades and they've gotten more prominent. You've seen a couple little, 50 Cent did a pop-up concert in Shreveport several months ago. I don't know, probably 6 months ago now, but you're obviously the Vegas Sphere is a perfect example of a permanent structure. But here's the thing, they're expensive to set up. You can set up one for one event. So we understand all that. And so what we kind of came up with, and I use this as the comparison, is the circus model. So we go set up in a city and we stay there for a couple months. And by spreading out all that cost, that makes it more affordable to, you know, the average, you know, a company or nonprofit foundation or whatever, because now all of a sudden that setup cost is spread out over a couple months. So that's how this business model and what we're getting ready to do with Luxphere is going to be coming to Dallas, in the very near future. It is what we say pop-up. It is a temporary pop-up, but it is a permanent structure to a degree, meaning like it can withstand all the elements. Right. It's conditioned. It has essentially everything that you could possibly need in a venue, but it's temporary.
So you are actually building the actual facility space itself. You're not going into an existing building. You're no. Building it up.
Wherever the, you know, in Dallas we'll be, you know, in a very large parking lot, right?
Yeah.
Set up next to maybe a major at the freeway.
Was it the Texas Fair?
Fairgrounds
like here, where it's the racetrack. Right, which has a prominent space, but the accessibility, like, so from the pricing standpoint, our business model, whether it's here, is always to try to be accessible. Again, it's elite, it's premier, it's luxury, but we want everybody to be able to, particularly the nonprofits, be able to get in here and enjoy that.
And we also actually work with other companies to install similar setups in their facilities. You know, we understand we're kind of possibly creating competitors, but at the same time, we have a lot of experience and knowledge in it. And at some point, this is obviously the future. You're starting to see more of this immersive technology becoming, you know, more prevalent to different companies. I'll give you one example in Dallas. Go check out Cosm. Okay, I'm giving a call to them. Right. That's not necessarily a customized event. It's more around sports, but that's just one scenario, how they're bringing that immersiveness to to people. And so what's unique about us is obviously we're customizable. It can be any event where some people, like here in Houston, Art Tech House, okay, that's, you know, you can kind of say they're kind of a competitor. Well, they kind of are, but they have their content specifically already designed. So you're kind of coming into their space and using it. It's really cool. It's very similar, you know, in some regards, you know, like we've kind of advanced some other things. We have interactive capabilities. Obviously, we can pump in smells, but we're very customizable and have a lot of, like, we can drive in cars and do different things, right? So we have a blank slate. So that's, again, what makes us a little bit different than any potential competitors. But we still want to work. We understand, hey, you know, we can still help other companies do this as well.
Yeah. I love that so much. And, you know, time got really away from us, but this is how exciting it is. We could talk hours and hours about all the different ideas and possibilities, because it is, we are literally creating, right, the future of the future. That's what I thought, the technology of the future. Now, guys, how can people work with you? Where can they find you? That is definitely, you know, just as a parting message, I guess, if we can tell, how can they find you?
So we got our website up, and it gets you to explain all the various things we can do. First thing step is to book a call. So we have a form on there to book a call.
Or Luxtrium.com.
Luxtrium.com, Luxtrium.com. You go through any of it, you'll find the book a call, or you can call us direct, phone number.
No, that's honestly the best way to kind of get in touch with us. You know, we're on social media platforms, so check us out there, follow us. We are, working with a great social media company now.
Social behavior.
So give a call out to them. They're essentially starting to take some of our events and collaborate with them so we can show, because it is kind of hard to kind of share this experience in a 5 or 10 second clip on social media, especially because it's such a small thing. It kind of, be honest with you, if you look just at this, if you just joined us right now, you'd probably think this was Photoshopped, right? That this is our background and just standing here, right? Where we're really standing in a 4,000 square foot room happening. So
yeah,
you know, it's kind of a, you know.
Haven't been there myself. The image right now does not capture how it feels to be in there. And so that's one of the differentiating factors is that the experience that is delivered once you're in there, it's incomparable. To be honest with you guys, I mean, I've been there a couple of times already and I'm like, I want to go again to see what surprise is going to be there. But not only that, it's just how can, you know, we all work together and bring our different fortes and strength into the forefront. So I will be continuing to post more. I know that if the gentlemen allow me, I will do a live show from there.
Soon. Oh, absolutely. Come on. We would love to have you. Come and host your show here. Yeah. And yeah, we can.
We'll do some fun stuff and make it very unique.
Yes. And again, one of the things that I forgot to ask is about, you know, different languages as well. Being able to help customers in, you know, with the Spanish aspect of it, or Hispanic Latino clients. I mean, gosh, like you mentioned FIFA, preparing for FIFA. It's like, wow, my mind, you know, soccer is huge in our country. So. So I believe there is one question before we leave, because I think it's very important. So go ahead. What is the question?
It is from Maria Simonetta. So okay. It's Simonetti. Sorry, Maria. Do you work with companies or individuals on a retreat basis? I'd love to know. I came late, but this looks amazing.
So meaning like the retreat is here or we go to the retreat? And I guess the short answer is just yes. Just yes. We would be more than happy. We can definitely bring technology to a retreat and create a immersive room, or if it's a combination of even AR and VR, because there's a lot of impactful things that we didn't even touch on today. That technology does. But obviously we can do stuff here too. So just, yeah, the answer is yes.
If you think it, they can do it. There you go. But
exactly.
Our parting comment is, we're only limited by your imagination.
Oh, snap, mic drop.
It's the gauntlet we throw down. If you can think about it, it's going to happen here.
I love it, guys. I love it. And again, I am just so grateful. Thank you so much for literally sharing your passion. This is one of a kind event, event venue, guys, but it's beyond just a venue. It is really a grounds for imagination, creating your dreams and making them come true in a very passionate, in a sense of like intent and purpose. What's your purpose in life? You can definitely make a difference with the team here at Luxtrium. I love it. I love it. And I cannot wait. I know the next few months are going to be pretty exciting with all the things that we're planning to collaborate on. And so I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, gentlemen, but don't leave yet. Audience, thank you again for joining us on this wonderful Saturday. Before we leave though, we definitely want to thank our sponsors because they are amazing. Without them, we would not be here. So let's
Falling
go ahead.
Falling asleep with your neck in the wrong position can be a real pain in the neck. Literally. People of all ages are falling for Tossie. Tossie gives you the comfort you've always dreamed of. Go to TossieBrands.com and get your comfort on.
All right, guys. Well, thank you again. Have a fantastic Saturday. Shout out to my lovely
Thank you
daughter.
To your audience. Awesome. So good to see it. Maria, thank you. Ariana, I saw it was in there as a big fan of ours. And then Khalil and Raquel, thank you all. And it's great to meet you, our new favorite producer.
Well, I was just going to say, Maria really wants you guys to, like, she's actually talking. Who are your, she's asking one more last, who are your customers now? Target customers, girl, they're going to call you discreetly. We'll connect with you. I know we're connected on LinkedIn and I'll get you the information. And I would love to see, Maria, if you guys can do some event together. And Adi, I know when you guys come to Dallas, we're going to do something together. I'm telling you right now, we're going to do something. So thank you so much, you guys. This is a great concept. I love it. You're on to something. There's something there.
There is something there and is major. So but I love it. I love it, guys. And again, we're going to do a part soon. So I'm super excited to find even more, you know, any more ideas and all this stuff and explore it. But anyway, shout out to my daughter. I saw you in the comments. Love. I love you. I love you so much, Jocelyn. Guys, thank you in the comments. I'm looking forward to part, you know, part duh. And then we'll go from there. So happy Saturday. Yay.
Happy Saturday,
Bye.
Everyone.
Thank you for joining.
Thank you, guys.
If you enjoyed today's show, please subscribe and follow us for the next episode.